Who We Vote. Welcome to Break a Stock, a Mandalorian podcast. I'm Brett.
My name's Cork. I'm Marika. All right, and I guess this is going to be our kind of Bad Batch mini-sodes. We have all seen the first episode, so we are just going to have a short reaction thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys have to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, I mostly liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I mostly was a fan. I think you're the person I really want to hear an opinion about, Marika, because you didn't really watch Clone Wars other than
no.
a few small episodes.
Did they?
And you also don't really like animated stuff so much either.
I think I kind of got over the animation style eventually. I did kind of like it. I kind of wish I... Omega's voice started sounding very familiar, and I was just like, where have I heard this before? And then I looked it up, and I don't even... This is going to be probably such a small crossover for anyone who is watching this, but Omega is voiced by Michelle Ang, who played Akime in the finale of Xena, and she seems very innocent, but then ends up kind of causing Xena's death. So, like, I have a little bit... She's one of the most decisive Xena characters ever, of just being like, no, she's a bitch, or like, no, she's a sweet little girlfriend of Xena's. It's like, no, she's a bitch that got her killed. So the fact that that's now, I was like, oh, and that's this kid I'm supposed to really like. Also, Michelle Ang is a 42-year-old Japanese Australian woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with the whitewashing and the odd casting here. She doesn't have a
baby. Okay, well, first of all, so I will, for now, from the information we have, I will say, okay, Omega, I can understand why she looks like that. We don't know for sure she's a Jango clone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the rest of them...
Oh, yeah. Even them, I'm saying, like, if you're going to cast a Japanese woman, why not just make the character Japanese?
About whitewashing, just Kate, like, young Kanan looks nothing. Like,
oh, my God, that old man voice on that little kid.
Yeah, why did they... If you're going to get Freddie Prinze Jr.
I'm glad you told me that, Cork. I would have been so... I would have been like, no, I'm going to be hearing this from... Oh, my God, Freddie Prinze Jr. coming out of that child.
Yeah, like, tone it up. Just bring it up a few tones. You can keep the same voice actors pitch shifting.
Yeah.
Because it will look so off-putting. And then a bunch of the fans... It's pretty divisive because a bunch of the fans who've read his, I guess no longer canon, standalone comic about him being the last Padawan, they changed some stuff.
And literally, it was about Order 66.
Yeah.
And why people are mad, which I understand, and it doesn't change that much, but it changes, like, a few little details, and, like, had a kind of a more emotional, like, full arc between him and his master and everything. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really pissed people off, which I do 100% understand, is that this was made past the Disney split.
Yeah, this was canon.
So
this
even
was
like
Disneyverse.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Weird.
Yeah,
so this was supposed to be canon.
That?
Yeah. Like, we could have put any Padawan in that position and made it interesting and emotional.
Yeah.
Or as someone said, like, one good option would be that episode when Ahsoka's, like, helping the younglings with their lightsabers.
Just
put one of those younglings, have them be the Padawan.
Yeah.
Then the hardcore fans, they would know who that was, and it would be, like, a weird emotional mindfuck thing. Like, oh my God, that's
like,
Gungi! You know, like...
We're fans of Rebels, so any Rebels reference we can get, but, like, you didn't have to do it this way.
And also, she's supposed to have, like,
dark
skin.
She's supposed to look a lot different.
She's like, I know, she's supposed to be, like, South Asian, Midwestern. Or Midwestern. Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's supposed to look more like a darker-skinned Indian woman.
Mm.
And they made her look, I think she didn't look white, but
no.
No, I thought she looked Indian, but...
Paler.
Yeah.
Than the, because she was, I mean, she didn't have, like, a plot or anything, but she was one of the people that were, like, in the background during Attack of Clones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, she was seen on camera before.
But
and Saul,
because
that pissed me off, the Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not look like...
And I get that they kept the old... Because that was the original model from when he showed up in Clone Wars the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a live-action actor.
Yeah.
It was stupid to still give him green eyes. Like, that just doesn't fucking make sense.
I know it because of the live-action, but, it, like, you know Star Wars, especially with their anime characters, like, well, they're never technically listed as humans, so... They like to take, like, Ezra in Rebels. Clearly a Palestinian boy.
And that's the thing I hate most.
And they
about
gave him blue eyes.
That's what I hate most, is it still feels like a weird whitewashing.
Yeah.
Why not just commit? You're making him a person of color. He's clearly, like, you know, Indian or Palestinian.
Yeah.
Why then give him bright blue eyes?
Yeah.
Like, just...
Yeah, Space Aladdin shouldn't have blue eyes.
Yeah, I mean, unless we're trying to do, like, a fantasy thing and make it look cool or something.
But I feel like it just doesn't make it look cool because you're only doing it one way. You're only making people with darker skin have lighter features.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, you know, you can't say...
Yeah, I guess that's not really a one-on-one comparison. I was going to say in Game of Thrones, the Targaryens are supposed to have purple eyes, but none of them do. Because they said, like, you're going to be in the show for possibly, like, 9 years. If we have to make you wear purple contacts every single episode, like, that might...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but... So, so that is weird. That's more just a whitewashing and not an attempt
to... I think it might have been the last episode, Cork and I made a comment about them all being...
Right, we watched...
Non-neurotypical.
Yeah.
And I think that's correct.
They are definitely, but, like, we were wrong about our assumptions.
Well, I think Crosshair Crosshair is what you originally started this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Crosshair might be supposed to represent borderline personality disorder.
We even looked up the symptoms and it's...
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And maybe they're not, and maybe whatever.
And there was a fan on, was it on Tumblr, or where she called...
Yeah, or she said that Wrecker reminds her of her special needs older brother or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
And that there was possible ideal of like, if that's what they're trying to do, it is better, like we said with Mandalorian, to put that representation in there without saying and patting your back about the representation.
Yeah, there's hints sometimes. And nods, like, where if you think about it, like, oh yeah, that's clearly what that is.
But it didn't...
But it doesn't outright say, like...
Yeah. Well, right, because, like, that was the whole thing we were talking about, like, with the Mandalorian, when, you know, in the last episode, when, like, you know, it's Din and the lesbians, and, you know, for a little bit, I was like, oh, this is a cool action scene, and then I was like, wait, they're all women!
Yeah.
Right, like, it wasn't like, you know, oh, we're all the girls going to fight, you know? Yeah. It was just like, we're all women, and we're here, and part of this.
Dee Bradley Baker really just gonna carry this whole show, huh?
There's one voice actor who does all of the clones.
I was wondering that.
I mean, he's stretching his vocal, he's showing his vocal range.
I hope he's getting paid a lot.
He's like, okay, well, I technically played
this
25?
One got this accent, this one got this accent, here's what I'm able to do. Cool, we use all of it.
And how weird must it be, though, being an ensemble show where you voice every character?
I wonder, I bet there's a bunch of, like, voice stand-ins, so he's not there, like, talking hopefully. To himself the entire time.
Well, like, a bunch of honey lemon tea for that man.
Right, I looked it up, and he is, like, a veteran voice actor.
Yes.
Like, he also did do all the clones in the Clone Wars.
He's up there with, like, Billy West in my book. Just, right, he's been in a bunch.
He's pretty much been in everything. A bunch of games, a bunch of shows.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You know, he's one of those kind of, like, just always voice actors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My biggest issue was the whitewash.
Agreed.
And I did hear some complaints from people of saying that it was very info dump, or it was very, like, here, but I feel like anytime you start a
pilot,
right,
like, yeah.
They didn't also need to hurt us with, like, oh, look at this show. 10 seconds later, 466, watch everything you care about.
What's Dave Filoni?
I know, he just wants to...
He just wants us to see Order 66 1,000 times.
He's like, you haven't had enough trauma yet?
So you haven't seen it from this random clone trooper's perspective. We're doing it again.
I had never seen Order 66 before. I had only learned about it, so I found that very interesting. Also, I knew what a 99er was because of the podcast. And I knew what the Kaminos were, and I knew that they do look like weird fish people. So I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
They had, right? I'm not gonna lie, they had some weird Lego minifigures back in the day.
Those are weird looking.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a few, I'm trying to make sure I don't get too sidetracked, a few things I want to mention before we cut off our little mini-sode. One was that I think I'm the only one who watched all of Clone Wars.
Yeah, I've never watched season 7 yet. I've only watched bits and pieces.
You've watched most of season 7, but you didn't know about this, so I don't think you've watched season 6 yet.
Maybe.
Anyway, when after Tup, remember I mentioned it when we were talking about our clones episode? He was the one whose chip activated early.
Yes.
And he killed So when that happened, they basically said, like, oh, he probably has a virus, like, it's nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, like, one of the other clones with him, Fives, got tested, was like, they're under medical, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fives ends up being like, no, this definitely isn't a fucking virus, like, what the hell happened? And, like, investigates and ends up, like, figuring out the whole plot, and, like, then the Kaminoans basically, like, poison him so that he seems drugged and insane when he's trying to say this shit.
Okay.
So then he ends up getting killed.
Okay.
And the Kaminoan who did that was Nala Seed,
who is
Omega's caretaker.
Oh, okay.
Right. That was, like, the medical one. And the droid that woke up Echo, mm-hmm. who also Echo and Fives were... Mm-mm. Depends on the person. Either they were twins or they were fucking.
We'll just go with the old Greek. They were really close friends.
Right. Well, they were batchmates, so they grew up with each other the entire time.
Yeah, Keeley's and Patroculus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that droid was the one that, like, helped Fives do all this and was, like, super important to the plot.
Okay.
And they basically wiped his memory, and I was, like, really hoping, like, Echo, say something that's gonna make him remember Fives!
Okay. That's cool.
So, right. And then the possibility of where they're going.
Yeah.
Did it seem like that one Kaminoan who, I don't know even if they're gendered.
The Finn one?
No, the one that came in to talk to the Finn one at, like, the very end. Because remember, Crosshair's asked it to, like, close the doors or something, and then they didn't close, right?
Yes. So that's Nala Seed.
Were they doing that on purpose? Or
they don't want to ruin the special project, in my opinion.
Right. I think she sabotaged it. They are technically gendered.
Okay.
The Finn ones are male. The non-Finn
okay.
ones.
Okay. I didn't know. And I'm yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course they're gendered.
Because, and this is just throwing a theory out there, but just kind of confirmed. Omega probably has all of their abilities.
And I think she's also the oldest.
Yeah, for sure. She ages at a normal rate.
I think she's normal aged.
Hmm.
Okay. Which means that she'd be 12 and they'd be about 12.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we think...
Okay, so. I don't know. I think...
And also, I think the... Or if... So I know some people have said the possibility of special needs with Riker, or the fact that they put all of his growth, everything, advancement and growth went fully into his physical. So he, mentally, he's still 12 because he's still 12.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That, like, that is okay, another one that some people have said of possibly of, like, maybe everything just went to physical growth and strength.
Yeah. Okay.
And that enhancement never happened in mental capacity yet, and he's still a child.
I don't know. She still
they're
that,
all children.
She still had that, like, kind of precognition ability and the instant, like, sharpshooting.
Oh, with
I really with just Omega. Thought possible force sensitive.
I thought so too, but then it's like Cork pointed out to me. But that's Crosshair and Hunter's abilities.
Well, I started questioning when she got into the ship and she had never been off world before, and I was like, well, then how the hell did you end up on Kamino, human child?
Yeah,
like
she's a clone.
Well, yes, that would be the only way. That's why May think like, oh, probably not then.
Right. Well, yes, because like we said, which I really hope they don't retcon that, because I think it's a really cool ideal of this ideal of why Palpatine had such a problem is because the Force does not want to be cloned.
The Force doesn't like clones.
So I really hope that they don't retcon that. I don't think the Kamanoans would care enough. They don't give two shits about Force users.
Okay.
No, they showed in the whole episode. They just care about funding for their research.
It's just eugenics and it's just scientific advancement, specifically genetics.
Yeah.
So I don't think that Nala C would make a pet project to try to make a Force-sensitive clone.
Okay.
But
we didn't get to Force-sensitive clones until they started working on Grogu. Or trying to take Grogu's blood to make Force.
But see, they weren't even trying to clone him. It seems like they were trying to inject it into
Snoke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So put it into an
into a hoax or the whatever they called it, like volunteer.
Yeah.
But also, like, if they did this, if they really thought about it this smart, I would love it. Because if you are making clones on a mass structure, you're gonna do male because there's less genetic material. The Y chromosome is tiny and basically just says, oh hey, you have a PP. That's it. That's all that it does. It just makes you male.
Mm-hmm.
All of your important stuff is on your X chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, like, all your genes are there.
Mm-hmm.
There are no genes on the Y chromosome.
So if they did all these modifications, they would take two X's.
If they were trying to put all these modifications into one person,
there's
not enough room on the X. So do two X's, and instead of having just one activate, keep both of them active.
Mm-hmm.
If they thought it through that much and they made it that smart, I'd be really fucking happy. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess what would you guys say the target demographic of this is?
I think it's the same as it always is with Star Wars.
Kids and older. Well, specifically, this one's more for older Star Wars fans, but definitely kids. Yeah.
It's both.
There were some elements that felt kind of kid-esque to me.
Yeah. One, it always does. That's always how. I mean, I feel like that way with everything Star Wars.
Yeah, but like they got in a food fight.
Yes.
Like, that felt very childish.
Right, yes. There is some shit like that.
But
I mean, I guess it was like Omega technically started the food fight.
I remember
Omega
there was,
and
Riker just wanted to commit violence.
Right. One of my good friends at work who, not good friends, actually, I can barely say. I don't know why I said good friends. He let me yell at him about Star Wars for a long amount of time.
We're best friends.
So he was always like, we had talked about different Star Wars stuff before, and his big Star Wars thing has always been Clone Wars. It's always been his favorite. He's a big Ahsoka stan, which I have my own things to say about that. But I was like, yeah, I did finally watch Clone Wars. Like, I did actually really like it. Like, I was kind of surprised, and I was like, yeah, it was pretty good overall. And he was like, yeah, Clone Wars is really good. He's like, some episodes are amazing and super great and emotional, and others are shit. He's like, somehow Clone Wars manages to be the absolute best of Star Wars and the absolute worst of Star Wars at the exact same time. And I was like, you are exactly right. That is exactly what Clone Wars is. It is the best and worst Star Wars thing in the world. Because there are, like, episodes that are just Jar Jar.
Oh, God.
And droid. And it's and then there are other extremely amazing episodes.
Not enough space battles.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I think they're going to end up... I think they're going to meet a clone.
For yes, sure. Well, you were saying this is a clone you I think you brought up in our Jango and the Clones episode.
Right.
You...
So we... So it was actually... Brett, I didn't really look into what J-19 was because I didn't want to know. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm sure this is something I probably could find some kind of clue if I dug. And I decided not to. And then Brett was like, oh, it's Mandalore. And I was like, wait.
Some people think that the planet they were going to...
Right. And I was like, I don't know if it's... I was like, well, they said they were going to Sector J-19. So I was like, I don't think Mandalore's in that sector. So I like looked it up. Mandalore isn't, as far as we know, but they could be referring, J-19 could mean something else in the grand scheme of everything. It's mostly like desolate planets that really aren't all that important. But there was like one battle during the Clone Wars, and it happened to be in the episode Deserter, if anyone knows that one, where basically Rex gets like shot in the chest and has ended up like recovering on a farm, and then like a farmer Cut is like a deserted clone who just basically started a family and is just living out they're on this farm. So it would make sense to me that the Bad Batch may have come across a deserter clone and would not say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could also give us the introduction of Rex coming in.
Okay.
This could be pure fan fiction in my mind of a possible theory. What were you going to... You were going to quip something about me saying pure fan fiction.
No. I was just going to say, I have to ask, what was the moment for you when you realized Crosshair's chip actually functioned?
Oh, right away. As soon as he shot at Caleb.
So. Oh, yeah.
And for me, it was like, I was like, oh, okay, what's he doing? I know he's like, you know, that only my buddy's asshole.
That is true.
But the saying he said, good soldiers follow orders. I was like, oh, crap.
He did a lot before he said good soldier. But didn't he get knocked out and was holding his head right where the chip is? And you didn't figure it out?
I
thought that was...
I just thought he was holding his head because he hit his head. I didn't realize where the place was. But the saying he said, good soldiers follow orders, I'm like, oh, that explains... Well, I was like, why is he shooting at the kid? This doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, good soldiers follow orders, run. That's what that is.
Well, I like that they did talk about how it was slightly different. So it activated differently and that's why, because that's what I was thinking of, how is he able to kind of be fighting this programming, but all the others were just like, fuck it,
so I did like that they kind of added an explanation of how he was able to just kind of stay on the team for that long while kind of happy being half activated.
With that, actually kind of goes to my point of what I was saying with the deserter with Hutt, is what I think is gonna happen is, because he also tried to help Rex leave when Rex was there, he was like hey, you don't have to leave, you can stay, we can help you. So it's very possible that he had done that with other clones before.
Okay.
Doing some kind of clone underground railroad or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, so either what we're going to do is that he's basically started a clone refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just knew him from some other random mission.
Yeah.
Bad Batch. They show up there and my prediction would be that he knows nothing about this. Basically, Tech is going to do the exact same fucking thing they did say they heard it on the helmet. I was like, Tech, don't say that! He was like, oh, everything just keeps saying execute order 66, and I was like, no, don't say that, because that's the trigger.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're gonna say something along those lines, accidentally trigger him,
mm-hmm.
and then he's gonna act weird. There's not gonna be any Jedi though. He's probably just gonna act like an asshole until they figure it out.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna have to do some shit with Cut either way. And then at the end, Rex is gonna show up after burying all the bodies with Ahsoka. And then that's how we're gonna get introduced into Rex, and it's gonna end with a reunion between Echo and Rex. That's my prediction.
Okay.
You're part of the fan base that wants Rex to show up in every
He's in the trailers. He's in the trailers.
Literally, the fan base has been like, is he gonna be in the first episode? No. Okay. Is he gonna be in the second episode?
I mean, I could say literally the same thing about Fennec, and I have not looked at any fanfic for this show.
True.
Right, we'll that's see. That's my hope. Okay. Or we end up with Gregor, who's a commando. He's a Republic commando.
Oh,
yeah, he's crazy baby. We love him.
Yeah, he basically lived his life working.
He literally lost his whole memory. Decided I'm just gonna be a normal guy for a minute.
Yeah, he was a Republic commando who had amnesia.
Because soap opera.
And then he ends up with Rex and Wolf when they're
old.
When they're old men on
I don't even know what planet that was.
Wherever the fuck. he shows up in Rebels and everyone thought he was dead from the beginning.
Okay.
And everyone's what is up with Gregor? So Gregor's... I would be fine if they found Gregor.
I hope they find Gregor. I like Gregor.
I want Gregor to be like, oh, here's these other Republic commandos I know. And just throw out names. And I don't need to hear anything else.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, cool.
Okay, so I guess that all we have about the first episode of Bad Batch?
I think so. For the most part, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I do like Omega.
Yeah. Oh, but no, you only watched it six times.
I watched it twice, but when I was very drunk. I do want to say that, did you notice how much she was mimicking Hunter's movement?
Yes.
I didn't notice the first time, except for when she did that one, but when they're in the stealth, she keeps looking over and changing how she's sitting.
I did rewatch the last, I think 20 minutes right before I came over here, because I got so fucking distracted that she's voiced by Akime that I literally was not paying attention to the episode anymore. So yeah, so I did on second watch. I did notice literally every single moment for the last 20 minutes. She's, which is very cute.
It is very cute.
Yeah, and I'm excited for if it's just Omega and her four dads. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Three dads right now.
Right. No, four dads.
Oh, four dads right now. Yeah.
Hopefully a possible five dads. Well, or else the Crosshair simps are gonna riot.
Yeah. I don't
more than anyone else.
There was a lot of Crosshair fanfiction, and now it's just like, ooh, you didn't know what was going to happen.
No, more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Anyone else. It's all, it's on the level of Dinex Reader with Crosshair. And I'm like, well, why?
It's the worst one.
Why?
Objectively. Objectively, the worst one.
All right. I'm not going to hate on anyone's fan fiction, but.
Well, yeah, but that fits for us. Let's end on fanfic and shipping. I guess we'll try to do these whenever we get a chance. Hopefully, might double up some episodes at some point. But
yeah,
try to keep this on. Yeah, I'm sure we'll cover every episode at some point. I don't know if they'll all be in this format or not.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
Oh, one more thing while we're still talking about clones.
Oh my god, what? I've like ended this like four different times.
The Republic Commandos video game, which we will be covering at some point soon, is now on Switch.
Oh, that is
okay.
So if you want to play it, you don't have to play it on the computer. And remember, you can switch the difficulty.
Yeah, you don't have to die at the Battle of Genosha and wreck our entire schedule.
It looks better too.
Okay, well, we will see all of you later.
Bye.
Atushimi. Why do I say kawashi again?
You usually say kawashi.
I do usually say kawashi.
If you would like to follow us on social media, we have acrossicpod on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. If you'd like to send us an email, we have acrossicpodcast@gmail.com. Please like and subscribe on whatever podcasting app you prefer.
Well, I'm sure I probably have the most... I'm getting a fucking tortilla.
Well, you shouldn't have... You knew we were starting the podcast.
I thought you were going to give me a moment. I was holding the tortilla and you asked Brent to start. Probably could do better.